we were going down the stairs, and Mark said, "You're carrying me." And Ross said, "I want to be carried too." Nice little passive.
Ross was talking about hitting the ball today. He said he had hit the ball real hard, but that a friend of his, Spencer, by the way, this is not exact, these are not his exact words, but just roughly, he said that a friend of his, Spencer, had hit the ball even harder. And he said, then he said, "Well, Spencer is a 4-year-old. And, but Spencer is a 4-year-old. Mary said, "Well, you're a 4-year-old too." And Ross said, "But he's not in my class." And then Mary said, "Yeah, but he's a 4-year-old too." And Ross said, "So?" And what he basically was saying is that I know that this topic is not interesting to me, that Spencer's a 4-year-old. I know that I'm a 4-year-old. What's interesting to me is that I could hit the ball, whether I could hit the ball or whether Spencer could hit the ball. And so he was arguing with Mary's, that Mary wasn't talking about what he wanted to talk about. Also, we're driving along, and I said, "Oh, there's a policeman in front of us." And Ross said, "What policeman?" It was the first use of a "what" in that sense. Where is the one that you're talking about? In other words, what policeman that I recorded? This was actually going down Penn Avenue in Wilkinsburg, and the policeman had stopped the traffic. And so, I said, "Where's the policeman?" I said that the policeman stopped the traffic, and I said, "What policeman?" At Adam Just birthday party, Ross was playing musical chairs and almost won, didn't quite. He said, "Darn, I thought I had that one, Mom." Because I thought I was going to be the winner. And went through a little complicated little thing on the way home from school today. He had been playing out in the yard with his, out on the playground in the nursery school. And I had gotten a frisbee away from other kids so he could play with it, which was a mistake on my part. And he played with it and cried because he had to give it back and so on. I said, "Yeah, I really made a mistake. I shouldn't have gotten that frisbee for you." And Ross thought a little while and went on, talked about it a little bit more. And then he said, "You know, Dad, I really made a mistake." And Mary said, "Wait a minute, he's going to say something." We thought he was going to say that he made a mistake and trying to get that frisbee. He said, "I made a mistake in letting you take me out of that old preschool. I should have stayed there. They keep all the kids together there, big ones and little ones. And in this preschool, I have to stay in my group." And so he went on. So he was basically using, taken my idea of saying I made a mistake and going, using his own version. It was an analogy on a speech act. That if Daddy can say I made a mistake, he can say it too. And then he goes on with what particular mistake he had made. Of course, he hadn't really made a mistake at all, since I was being sarcastic about the mistake I made. I wasn't really, but he perceived it as being sarcastic. Or at least, actually the word's not sarcastic, it's sort of self-pitying. That he could make a self-pitying statement about the mistake he had made too.
Ross asked, "Where's Marky?" And I said, "Upstairs, do you want him?" He said, "He wouldn't mind if I used his pillow." And I said, "No." He said, "Because he's not down here. Did you want to use his pillow?"
"Yeah."
"Mm-hmm. Is it comfy? You want some French toast?" "Yep."
"Well, I'm scared I found him.
No. He can have a lunch, Mom, because he won't eat a whole bunch." I said that if anybody is, everybody knows that Dad is good, and anybody who thinks they're not is making a joke. And Ross said, "Well, I'm not." "Well, what are you doing then, Ross?"
"I'm making a real mistake."
"You're making a real mistake?
No!
What are you making then?"
"A real Hayden."
"A real Hayden? Hatent. H A T E E N T. H A T I N G E N T. Hatent. What is it?
Hating.
A real hating? You're making a real hating? Why? Why are you making English Hungarian accusative?
Because.
What? Do you really hate me?
Yeah.
Okay, if you really hate me, then you don't want to ever see me again. You want me to leave and never be here again? No more father? Okay, I'll be gone. I'll drive away and I'll never come back. I'll drive away and I'll never come back. He changed his mind. Ross said,
you know, Jeffrey was one of my friends at that old school, and that's why you shouldn't have taken me from that old school, this old preschool, and said, who is Jeff? We said, who's Jeffrey? Was he one of the kids that came? Was he one of your newer friends at the old preschool? And Ross said, yeah. What'd you say?
He wasn't there.
And he wasn't there before, wasn't he? And I said, yeah, Ross, he wasn't there. Right, that's what Ross said.
And now?
He used to be there, but then he didn't be there because he had to wipe his nose on his sleeve. Because he had a cold like I did. He used to wipe his sleeve because he had to wipe his nose on his arm because he had a cold like I did. Right.
You know what? He said, you know what, Dad? When the wheels turn on this truck, the battery turns. Isn't that surprising? What he means is when the wheels turn, the light shines too. This is on his little battery-powered Rough Rider. What do you mean, Rock? He says, no, I don't mean that. What do you mean? He said, no, I don't mean that. What I mean is when the wheels turn, the batteries turn.
May I watch?
Can you see the battery turning?
Oh, by the way, he said that, emphasis on that.
And he said, no, I don't mean that, emphasis on that. Ross said, the battery is in the key thing. You can see it when we get home, okay?
But in fact, I can't see it moving. I can't see it moving there.
It's not moving. Show him that it's not moving.
I can't see anything moving there.
There's nothing moving in there, Ross.
I can see it.
Well, show it to your mother. If you can see it, show it to your mother.
Maybe it ran out.
I don't think that's likely, Ross.
You see that little keyhole?
Yeah.
What you're seeing is this gold
battery,
deal, right?
Yeah, it's not moving.
Now, maybe I can...
Hold on, Ross. Can you tell the whole story about the hole? Don't turn it yet. Tell the story.
I'll let you.
No, don't tell the whole story. No, I don't want my nose yet.
That's a nose. I'll give you your nose.
So it can count to. Right here. That's it. Right there. Now, can you tell me the story about the Hulk?
Okay.
Take the tape recorder and tell about what happened to David Banner and the man who hit him in the life.
Oh, I can't explain because every time I do, I do a baby talk.
No, you didn't. You did a good job. I liked it. I thought it was really good. I'd like to do it again. It's not baby talk. Can you do it again?
Okay.
The Hulk hit the man, hit David Banner with a whip. No, the man that hit David Banner with a whip. Yeah.
No, for the thing that was kind of sharp. And it sling.
It's called a whip.
Yeah. I can't do it because every time I try to get to the car, it shows that it is baby talk.
No, that was when you were little that you had baby talk. No, you had
baby talk. But I don't want to do it.
Oh, but Ross, it was really interesting.
Can I get a story? I'll flip the table.
Make a man swing a thing at David and David went down to the man in the hole and he changed to the hole. And he got up and he got a big rock and he saw that the man couldn't get up to it. So he threw the rock the other way, not on the man. The man stood up, then fell down into the water. Then the hole went down with him and didn't get killed. And he saved the man and he picked him up and walked. And then the was closed back. And then he went into the hole and the tape was there. And with the tongue and the bridge exploded, but not David Banner.
So did the man die?
No, he got alive.
He got there. Good. Okay. Okay, the end. Good. What about the pet store? He said, if you have a dog, you could get anything for a dog. What kinds of things can you get? What kinds of things can you get there, Ross?
Toys, squeezy toys.
Squeezy toys for dogs?
Mm-hmm.
What could you get for fish? What kind of toys can you get for fish? What? That's the part you hate?
Yeah.
Why?
There's this house, and this ladder, and this spin wheel, and these fish go in there, but it's only not for fish.
Oh, I see. Oh, that sounds interesting.
It's just for fish. But there's another point there. There's these black rocks, and there's this black thing that crashes on the ground.
In the toy store? It must be for making rocks, for grinding
the
rocks.
Crashing
rocks? Okay, now what did you do when you went to the fire station?
We got to spray the hose. And we got to start the fire engine and wear the hat.
Would you like to be a fireman when you grow up?
Nope.
Nope? What do you want to be when you grow up? What would you like to be when you grow up?
I'll decide when I get a little bit bigger.
Okay, you don't have to be anything. You don't have to decide anything. Okay?
Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
And you've been a good boy. You know that? You're not ready to decide what you're going to be.
No.
You don't have to decide now.
No.
If somebody says what you want to be when you grow up, say that I'll decide that when I get older. It's too early for me to decide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too little to decide. Ooh.
Oh.
You got a crunchy bone. Now, you want to know where you're going next?
Yes.
Okay, next week, you're going to go to the zoo. And then after that, you go to the aviary, where the birds are. And then the last field trip is to McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yes. You got three more field trips. One is to the zoo, one is to the aviary, and one is to McDonald's, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Marky.
Marky!
You get to go. You've been to the zoo, Mark, right? It says here on the list where you get to go. Now, you've been to the aviary. Did you go to see the birds, Mark? Did you go to the library? Okay. Next week, you get to go to the park. When Ross goes to the zoo, Marky gets to go to the park.
When do I get to go?
Next week. Next week. End of next week, okay? Now, also, have you guys gone swimming ever? You ever gone swimming?
Dad, I went swimming.
Have you gone swimming yet?
Dad, I went swimming twice. One without the
Marky.
One.
It says that you're going to start swimming next week.
It says next week you're going to go swimming, and then Marky's going swimming. So far you haven't gone swimming yet, it says. Swimming starts next week. Not just wading, but swimming in the big pool. Have you gone swimming in the big pool yet?
No.
Okay, that's what's going to happen next week. Next week on Thursday, you go swimming on Wednesday, and Marky goes swimming on Thursday.
I go
with Marky. That's right.
I put the button on the door. Well, he won't touch it.
Okay.
Well, he won't touch it. Well, he won't touch it. Right, Daddy?
Right. Oh boy.
That's good. Mark went to the zoo. Mark went to the zoo.
You can tell your mommy about it.
Marky went to the zoo.
Hi, boy.
Hi.
You wanted to ride a bike? Well, you'd like to ride a bike. He'll come a little bit later, okay? You go a little bit later, huh? Okay. After he finishes filling up his gun, he'll come down and mark it. Okay, you fill Marky's gun too, okay? Not too much water, Bob. Don't waste water.